This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. HISD says it's no longer planning to close some Houston schools, but Superintendent Mike Miles says they're still thinking about consolidating some campuses. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
A district spokesperson says Miles made the announcement to principals on Wednesday and told them taking some extra time will help the district explore solutions that ensure affected students end up in better learning environments. It's a reversal from the start of the school year when Miles announced he was actively reviewing schools and would present a list of as many as 10 campuses recommended for closure. At the time, Miles pointed to a couple of reasons for possible closures.
So you can imagine some of the schools have very few students or relatively few students, and we have aging infrastructure.
The list was expected to be presented to the board this winter. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
One person remains in the hospital after a crash near Dayton last night injured several Buddhist monks on a peace walk. News 88.7's Michael Adgison has the latest.
The last monk still in a hospital, Bante, underwent surgery this morning but is expected to recover, according to officials with the Monk's Walk for Peace. A car accident about 30 miles northeast of Houston injured several of them Wednesday night. The Walk for Peace Facebook account shared an update from one of its officials named only as Jen.
He should be okay. He's in good spirits. He's giving us thumbs up. So he is calm.
Representatives with the Walk for Peace told us the monks won't do any interviews, but they're going to wait for their fellow traveler to heal before they continue their journey. They say they were ahead of schedule on their journey to Washington, D.C. by foot, so this delay won't set them back. In Dayton, I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
The Texans play the Buffalo Bills on Thursday night football tonight. The Texans are 5-5 for the season, while the Bills are 7-3. Kickoff at NRG Stadium is at 7:15 this evening. Looks like some rain is on the way to the Houston area. We have mostly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of rain this evening. Overnight low expected near 70 degrees. Chance of rain is up to 40% tomorrow, high near 84. 40% chance of rain tomorrow night, low near 69 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.